special guest from the U.S. Department of Commerce, Mr. Matthew Woodley. Welcome, Matthew. How are you?
Good, thanks. How you doing, Chuck?
Good. Now, after much ado here, getting our technical issues out of place, we're finally up and running. And I want to make sure everybody knows that this is a special version because, of course, we're talking about Matthew's organization, U.S. Commercial Service, under the Department of Commerce, is going to be at ASDS this year. And, of course, that's the big one, the securityexpo.org, as is 2017. And as we all know, or we should know, that's going to take place in Dallas, Texas. And the dates on that are September 25th to the 28th. And make sure you guys pay attention to this because Matthew's going to give some really, really good information about what the department does and so on. So without further ado, Matthew, why don't you just give us an overview of what your department does?
Great. Thanks, Chuck. Yeah, we are part of the U.S. government. We're part of the U.S. Department of Commerce International Trade Administration. And our role is the trade promotion arm of the U.S. government. So what that means is we help companies of all size, primarily small, medium size, but of all size, export their products and or services into foreign markets. So we're focused on helping primarily U.S. made in America products that through all sectors and industries, and of course, security technology industry is one where U.S. companies have some great technology. So our role is to help connect those buyers to the U.S. companies. So that's part of what we do here at the Commercial Service. We also serve in providing market intelligence. We provide consulting and counseling support for our local companies, as well as we're, you know, the commercial portion of the embassies around the world. So we also help open up markets and ensure that that U.S. companies are treated fairly when it comes to international trade.
Now, this sounds like a huge challenge to me because I've gotten software that says not for export in the United States or outside the United States. So there must be a whole bunch of different rules on the technologies and what can be exported and shared and traded. But, I mean, without you, we couldn't do that because obviously you guys know all the rules in that. What are the main challenges now with the state of the world that it's so chaotic and so many wars going on? Do you find your job more challenging to make these partnerships overseas?
Not really, in the sense that there are, you know, U.S. technology is definitely known as being some of the top quality in particular in the world. So, you know, given the global situation, governments, companies, other entities are, looking to ensure the safety of their citizenry and their customers and the like. The United States has some phenomenal companies that can support those efforts. And so, in today's times, security is a top of the mind and keeping people safe. So this is a great kind of win-win in that we have a great industry sector here in the United States that can support those efforts all around the world. And that is our role. There is sometimes some rules and regulations that need to be addressed and known, and we are those information brokers that can help the U.S. companies identify what are those rules and how to comply with them, as well as finding the right opportunities. So, yeah, we play that role kind of across the board there.
Now, what's the International Buyer Program, and what purpose does that serve?
So the International Buyer Program, it's a part of the International Trade Administration suite of services. What we do is various trade shows apply to be an IBP, as we'll acronym, a government will give you a nice acronym here and there. So the IBP allows two things, and there's two sides of this. One is we will recruit buyers from various countries around the world through our offices that are found in the embassies and consulates. And we recruit them and try to help promote the particular show and the opportunities there for them to particularly obviously go focus and look at and find U.S. technology that they would be interested in. Now, on the other side of that is our U.S. clients, So those are the exhibitors at the trade show that have U.S. technology. And those that are have basically 51% U.S. technology content are eligible to then be part of this program, where we will do two things primarily. One is match the buyer's needs of what they're looking to buy with the U.S. companies that are interested to sell to them. And then we also have specialists from around these countries that will be leading some of these delegations, and we will connect the U.S. companies with those specialists. So that way they can also start to get some consultations on the market opportunities of the various respective countries that they come from. During the show, we'll also have some value added folks like myself and other team members who are really running the show in terms of this program will be at the International Trade Center. And the Trade Center is available to participants in the trade show to access us in terms of getting more consulting work and getting a little bit more understanding of how our services could help their company, as well as interfacing with potential buyers, networking. There's access to interpreters and things of that nature. So we really try to support the overall international connection efforts through that program.
How can people get involved in this? Will it be as simple as walking up to the booth and saying, hey, I'm here, help me out?
That's one way. if you miss us in advance, then they certainly can come to the International Trade Center and we can kind of work with them on the fly during the show and see what we can do. How the U.S. companies can get involved, the U.S. exhibitors, there's a few ways in advance. We've been sending out emails, and we will continue to set up the where companies can come in and register in advance. The website is export.gov. The direct URL is export.gov/industry/security/ASIS. But that is where the registration form is. So companies can actually in advance go to that website, fill out the form, and register to not only be part of the buyer, to express their interest in selling abroad and therefore be presented to the buyers, but also to register for the country consultations as well.
So my small security guy brain sometimes gets a little mixed up on this stuff. So if I'm hearing you correctly, if we pre-register with you guys before we go to the show, the benefit it has is will be some actual matchmaking. Is that fair to say? Matchmaking at the show with different people.
Yeah, that's it. We have the one program we call our showtime is the consultations. So we will have pre-scheduled times and locations to meet with our commercial specialists from those markets. And then with the B2B matchmaking, obviously there needs to be a buyer desire as well as a desire to sell. So as best we can, we try to match those two needs together. The U.S. companies can register their interest, and then we can promote that. And the companies who are looking to be buyers, depends on what type of buyer they might be, could determine what kind of interest they have.
Well, that's fabulous. It sounds like you probably have, who doesn't want to do business with the U.S., right? So you probably have a whole list of people that want to find somebody inside the United States to do business with. And really, the encouragement here is to encourage our U.S. businesses, people attending ASIS 2017, to pre-register with you and let you do the work to matchmaking. That's fabulous.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, that's really, and that's what we need is more companies to register. We're relatively new to ASIS. We've been there a couple years, and this year will definitely be the most robust, broadest number of delegations, escorted and unescorted, that we've had to date. And we expect that to continue to grow. So a big effort is going to be to let the U.S. companies know that we're there and that they have this opportunity.
Now, how can exhibitors best use the Trade Center resources when they're there? What's available to them when they show up?
Well, it's the Trade Center there. It's kind of like an office and booth and lounge all in one. There's a variety of different kind of services there. Obviously, it's kind of a center where international buyers will kind of operate as a home base, so they can come and meet some of those folks. They can also come talk to us and say, how can I take advantage of the commercial service programs and services? We have, you know, ongoing efforts and distinct services that U.S. companies can take advantage of, so they can learn a lot about that. There's also going to be a reception, so an international reception at our International Trade Center Tuesday night at 4:30 of the show. That's going to be a great time to come, you know, meet who these delegates are, and keep networked with the buyer program. And there's some other services there. There's some private meeting space, and some there'll be some interpreters that may be available to help in some communication efforts.
Now, how do you decide which shows specifically to engage with? What's the criteria for that?
Well, the shows, you know, we cover all kinds of different industry sectors. So security is one. You know, I kind of am a coordinator of a team of individuals like myself that focus on the safety and security industry. I'm just one of many people who are, and you know, to be honest, most of them more talented than I am in terms of getting these programs together and doing the matchmaking. So we have a great team that's there to focus on, you know, getting these connections together. But the trade show organizers are the ones who actually apply to be part of this program. So, you know, ASIS International, as a professional organization, they've worked with our offices and our team in the past, and a couple years ago decided to apply to be part of this program. And of course, we were happy to work with them on that. So that's basically how it works. We trade shows will apply. We'll consider them, you know, as a whole in terms of the sectors good prospects for U.S. exports? Is the show a good size to, you know, attract enough international visitors and international buyers, things of that nature? But reach out on the international side so far.
All right. Could you give me some feedback you received from 2016? And more importantly, what kind of feedback are you getting now for 2017 as it approaches?
Well, our first time doing this was 2015. Actually, we had a decent number of delegations, about nine. And when we were testing this program out in 2016, we spent a lot of time working with ASIS and trying to strengthen this program. And now this year, we have just absolutely exploded when it comes to numbers of delegations, numbers of delegates, and the like. A lot of it is, you know, as you mentioned, there's a lot of issues going on in the world that this industry plays a role in protecting people around the world. The feedback has just been nothing but excitement. ASIS is a premier security organization for professionals. So we are able to attract not only the business side, but also buyers who are practitioners of security. So they may be chiefs of security for a you know, state-owned oil company, or they may be a distributor or a reseller of security technology. So it's quite a broad base that this show attracts in terms of practitioners of security. Of the security industry, but excitement is the word I would use. The keynote speakers are going to be phenomenal, and the great thing about the buyer program is the buyers can get discounted access to all the education programs, the keynotes, and some other benefits. So there is incentive to come through our program as an international attendee because of not only the connections we're able to make, but we can also get some access to this great conference that is also associated with this trade show.
So what kinds of buyers is the program bringing to Dallas? Maybe what kind of vertical markets or people are interested in this? And, you know, what interested them in the opportunity?
Yeah, like I mentioned before, one of the interesting things about ASIS 2017 show and the conference is it kind of links together the industry side, the companies that build and manufacture and sell these products and technology, along with those users. It's not only a B2B relationship, but we also find that we have actual ASIS professionals, security professionals, members from the overseas chapters of ASIS participating and coming on these delegations. Now they're looking for specific technology that's going to support whatever infrastructure or whatever role that they have to protect. That's kind of that type of buyer, maybe kind of more of an end user type of a buyer. Now, on the same time, we also have companies, a lot of international businesses, B2B, right? It's a U.S. company looking for a distributor or a reseller or a value-added reseller that's from that particular market who might have a complement of products or a certain type of technologies that they represent, but maybe aren't the manufacturer. We bring those folks as well in these buyers. So different business models and a different ability to either work together with in a joint venture or partnership type of relationship, or they also get to market directly to some of these practitioners and security professionals who will actually be buying and using this type of technology.
Matthew Woodley, Senior International Trade Specialist with the Department of Commerce and specifically with the U.S. Commercial Service. This is really fascinating. I had no idea this type of stuff goes on behind the scenes. But obviously, it's so important to our national safety and security and the world's safety and security. I mean, to have us working in partnership with other companies to bring this technology to people in partnerships, I think it's fabulous. Do you happen to know your booth number? Because I forgot to get that information.
I'm not sure the booth number. We definitely will be on the show floor, though. So the International Trade Center will be on the show floor. So to definitely look us up in the directory find the actual location once that gets settled. But we will be right there and kind of mingling among everybody else. Right, we won't be far.
All right, everybody, remember now, this is ASIS 2017. Make sure you visit the U.S. Commercial Service from the Department of Commerce at the As Is Expo. And, of course, you can find out information about that and get Matthew's booth number at securityexpo.org. And that'll be in Dallas, Texas. I'm looking forward to driving there September 25th through the 28th. Matthew, thanks for coming on Security Guy TV. I really appreciate it. This has been very interesting. And I'm going to come meet you. I'm going to find that booth. I'm going to be in the As Is Hub, and so you guys can also see Security Guy TV and ScriptedGuyRadio.com and schedule an interview with me in the As Is Hub. So until next time, thanks for tuning in to Security Guy TV. And Mr. Matthew, thanks. Great interview. Thank you very much.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Chuck. You're welcome.